It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, November 8th, Election Day. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The vote underway. Elon Musk endorses Republicans. 75% of workers need a second job to offset inflation. Millions of Americans scale back Thanksgiving dinner to save money. Also ahead, what to look for as Election Day unfolds. But first, on the ballot today, 435 House seats, 35 Senate seats, 36 states will elect a governor. In total, politicians have spent more than $14 billion this election cycle. Latest polls show Republicans have a 54% chance to win both the House and the Senate. The White House warning the final results could take a few days to count. More on the midterm vote later. Elon Musk, endorsing the Republican Party on Twitter, wrote the billionaire, quote, "To all independent-minded voters, shared power curbs the worst excess of both parties. Therefore, I recommend voting for a Republican Congress, given the presidency is Democratic," unquote, from Musk. Just 12 hours earlier, President Biden accused Twitter of, quote, "spewing lies and conspiracy theories," which might not have been such a great idea. A report from the Wall Street Journal finds 75% of workers now need a second job to cope with inflation. The average household spends $200 more per week because of higher prices under Joe Biden. So Americans are finding part-time employment at restaurants, bars, construction sites, real estate agencies. The typical household has lost $6,000 in purchasing power over the last 12 months. Study from the wealth management firm Personal Capital finds millions of families are scaling back Thanksgiving dinner to save money. 25% say they are skipping dinner altogether. One in three are hosting smaller meals. 88% say they're cutting a few dishes from the menu. This Thanksgiving will be the most expensive in history. Now, I do not believe this survey. I think it's hooey, but I could be wrong. In a moment, a traditional voting day. We'll have some perspective next.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the midterm vote. Already there's controversy. Senate candidate John Fetterman in Pennsylvania suing his own state because he doesn't like the law that says if you mail in a ballot, you have to put a date on the ballot. He doesn't like it. He's suing already. Now, overall, Republicans are angrier this year than Democrats, and angry voters usually turn out. The corporate media, of course, is allied with the Democratic Party. Many independents don't like the lack of fair play there. All of the polls are suspect until tomorrow, when we'll run down who was right and who was wrong. But here are a few right now. Trafalgar Group, which was very accurate in the last presidential election, has Georgia this way. Herschel Walker, 50%. Raphael Warnock, 47%. Trafalgar has the governor's race in Georgia, Kemp, 53. Stacey Abrams, 44. In Ohio, Trafalgar says J.D. Vance will win, 54% to Tim Ryan's 44%. In Oregon, another poll, Data for Progress, has the Democrat now ahead, Tina Kotek, for governor, 48%. Republican Christine Drazen, 44%. If that's wrong and Ms. Drazen wins, that would be a shocker, as Oregon could be the most liberal state in the union. Possible GOP upstates loom in New York, New Hampshire, Nevada, Arizona, and Michigan. As for Pennsylvania, I just cited Fetterman, but the race against Oz is already very dubious because Pennsylvania doesn't have a hard deadline for vote count. And the mail-in rules, as we cited, are being challenged. So do not expect, at least I don't, a winner or loser tonight in the Senate race in Pennsylvania. The Democrat should win the governorship there. In the end, I see the House going for Republicans, as I've mentioned, by a fairly large margin. And when we wake up sometime this week, the Senate should wind up 54 Republicans. The country will remain divided. There will be tremendous angst no matter what happens in this vote. There will be charges of fraud. There will be conspiracies. There will be mudslinging after the fact. There will be accusations. This is the political age in which we live. But it is vitally important that all Americans cast a ballot today, because this country hangs in the balance, and every intelligent person knows it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my new book, Killing the Legends. You'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 90 years ago today, Franklin Delano Roosevelt defeated Herbert Hoover to become the 32nd president of the United States. The American public, demoralized from the Great Depression, elected FDR in a landslide. Here is the story. By 1932, the USA was suffering the worst financial collapse in human history. The economy was down 55% compared to 4 years earlier. Half of the nation's banks had failed. A third of the entire workforce in America unemployed. In Washington, President Hoover, who did not cause the Depression, he inherited it, did little, believing the free marketplace would rise without government help. He was desperately wrong. Herbert had taken office just 7 months before the crash. For the next 3 years, he avoided any federal intervention. He also refused to provide direct aid to those in need. Said Hoover, quote, "Allowing millions of Americans to go on the dole will permanently weaken this country," unquote. Shanty towns called Hoovervilles popped up all over the country. At the height of the Depression, 15,000 people lived in New York City's Central Park. In 1932, voters were given a choice. They could keep Hoover or select Roosevelt, the progressive 52-year-old governor of New York State. The Democrat extensively used radio to promote his New Deal. He delivered weekly speeches ending with the popular song, "Happy Days Are Here Again." On November 8, 1932, America booted Herbert Hoover from the White House. The electoral count, Roosevelt 472, Hoover 59. Roosevelt went on to win elections in 36, 40, and 44. He died in office April 12, 1945, at the age of 63. And here's something else you might not know. The transfer of power between Hoover and Roosevelt was contentious. The two men despised each other. During the transition, Hoover refused to be photographed with FDR. He eventually caved and appeared with Roosevelt at his inauguration. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.